Matt Johnson back with more of the pregame show as the Yellow Jackets taking on Northland College for the second time here in the 2019-20 campaign. And I'll have the pleasure of being joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Greg Polkowski. And coach, coming off that game against Crown the other day, I'm not sure how you felt about it. Very tight ball game. I'm not sure that I was expecting it to be that tight. But Crown made some good adjustments, and they really pushed you guys hard in that second half. You guys faced a little bit of adversity in the second half with some foul trouble, but you know, at the end of the day, you guys got the job done, made a few plays late, made some big shots late, and were able to pick up the victory. But in regards to how the game went along, I'm just want to get your sense of how it went, because Crown, I got to give them credit. They came out and they played really hard in the second half, hit some shots, and really pushed you guys. But like I said, at the end of the day, you guys find a way to get it done, and that's all that really matters at this point.
Yeah, I think, 100% credit to Crown. And, I mean, Crown, I mean, I feel all along Crown was a solid team. I thought they, you know, looking at their body of work, I think they maybe gotten off to a little slow start with the season. But I think they have been playing better lately. I think they had great toughness this past Saturday. I mean, I think there was a number of things that were challenging for us. I mean, I thought they really played physical. They pressed throughout the whole game, you know, on and off, zone press. I thought their zone kind of a matchup, 2-3, 2-1-2, kind of took a lot of different looks on. And we kind of saw that coming a little bit, but I credit to them with executing it well. And I thought we would have been able to kind of work through it with stuff we've been doing all year. I don't know if that was necessarily the case. But they just played really physical with us. That was what they did to us. I think at the end of the day, I mean, we had some spots there where we could have separated. I mean, I think we were up 12 at half and defended overall pretty well in the first half. And then the second half, you know, I know people look at it and say, well, we got zone, we got press, that give you troubles. But I didn't think we defended as well in the second half as we did in the first, and we gave up over 50%. We let Wendell get some looks. We let Ladine come get off some pin down screens and didn't maybe cover it as well as we wanted to. Obviously, the foul trouble didn't help us. But no, they played well. And I think credit to our guys, too. They, as you mentioned, they fought through that adversity. I thought they moved the ball well, kind of against that zone. We could have did a better job of putting ourselves in better positions, but the ball did move. Guys were active. I thought we did guard well, made some silly mistakes fall-wise where we just didn't put us in a good position. But I thought we were eager and had a sense of urgency. And obviously we had guys step up, you know, Eli Vogel being one of them. And so it was still a good win. And, I mean, I like when we're in situations like that. And I know I'm going on and on here, but we had a timeout with 9:37 on Saturday with Crown. We were up 2 or 3. And, you know, just that past Wednesday, we had that same timeout against Northwestern, up 1, and we lost the game. And, you know, we were up 2 against Crown, and we took that timeout, and we were able to respond out of that. So I think a lot of good from it.
You know, it was an interesting ball game to watch. We talked about their zone defense a little bit in the pregame before the last game against the Storm. They ran a lot of numbers at you guys. I was shocked at how many players they were bringing in and out. I mean, they played something like 12 or 13 guys in the first half alone.
Yeah.
And on top of that, they really extend out of their zone defense. I mean, this is not a normal 2-3. I think it's a matchup 2-3, and they really extend, put a lot of pressure on the guards. And I thought your guys handled that well in the first half, but in the second half, maybe it started to take a little bit of a toll. And I don't know if that was because of numbers. Maybe you felt it was because of the numbers and the amount of guys they were bringing in as you guys went a little bit, like, not quite as deep into your bench as they did. I'm just wondering what your feelings were on that, because it seemed like all that ball pressure kind of got you guys a little bit as well in the second half.
Yeah, I think there's some truth to that, but I do think I thought we attacked the zone better in the second half. I thought in the first half we really struggled to get the ball inside. And I thought in the second half we did do that better. We didn't do a great job of it, but we did a better job of it. However, in the second half, I didn't think we defended as well. And I thought that was our biggest problem, was getting some of those timely stops. I mean, Christian Moore hit 2 threes on us. Ladine hit some tough shots, and, you know, all credit to him, but I didn't think we covered it as well as we could have. We let Wendell get loose for a couple. And I thought that's where we struggled the most. But all in all, have we go back and play that game again, I mean, I think we would have prepared a little differently. I thought our guys still came to fight and were ready to play. So I think that paired with some shooting, you know, we hit 13 threes. I got to think that's our season high on the year. I think you know, allowed us to get the win.
You guys also seem to do a really nice job on Wendell for the most part.
Yeah.
He had to really work. I mean, he ended up, I think, with 25 points. But yeah. He really had to work for those 25. Especially at one point, he was only 3 of his first 10 at one point, I know, in the game. So I thought you guys did a good job there. But they had some other guys really step up and make some shots. I mean, Seth Royston made a couple
Royston
of big
made
shots.
A big shot for them,
I mean, there were a few guys on their team that also stepped up. So you guys did a nice job, you know, I think holding down Christian Moore, holding on Gilbert Ledeen. I think Ledeen ended up with like 12 or 13, something like that. But they had some other guys step up as well. So, you know, they really picked up the energy. So it wasn't just the fact that, you know, their big guys got off. I mean, some of their other guys really stepped up 100%. And made some plays.
Yeah, you know, Royston hit a big shot for them, I believe. I know the younger Royston hit a big shot. And, you know, we had guys that we really dialed in on, and we respect all their guys. However, the younger Royston, I mean, that was the first three he's made in conference play. He was 0-9 coming into that game, and you know, he made that shot. Credit to him. And I think, to your point, they had some guys step up and make some plays that on paper they hadn't done yet. So, it made for a good game. You know, it was competitive. It was I thought they were dialed in from the second ball went up in the air. You know, Coach Luke was great, and, I mean, he was really into it right off the get-go, too, and you could just tell there was some it was going to be a tough game.
You talked about guys stepping up on your end of things also, and that brings us to freshman Eli Vogel. We talked about him last game a little bit in the pregame, but, boy, did he step up in a big way. And in a lot of ways, more impressive for him is the fact that not only did he score 28 points and lead you guys to the win, he had 7 threes in the game. He did a lot of that with 4 fouls because he picked up an early technical in the second half, then picked up another foul like a half second later, felt like, get him to 4, and then he played the rest of the game on 4 fouls and never fouled out.
Yeah.
So it showed a lot of toughness, a lot of composure on his part. Not only to score 28 points and hit some big threes late for you guys to create some distance, but also the fact that he was able to play out the game without committing that 5th foul.
Yeah, I think, Eli's awesome. He's got a great spirit to him, plays with a great energy. You know, he did get in a big foul trouble. You know, and he's gotten in that situation before this year. And I think he has great energy. I think it's just him being a freshman, learning how to use that correctly, not get in difficult situations. And I'm okay with him playing physical and playing energetic and maybe getting some of those fouls. But he's got to understand how to handle that a little bit. And we'll learn from that. But what he did throughout that game, we've been seeing that all year. And maybe not always on game days, but as we've talked about before, him just finding a comfort level and him understanding how to fit in with what we're doing, obviously going against that zone defense, you know, I think allowed for some more opportunities. But he can do that, you know. And I thought he defended well, even with the foul trouble on Saturday as well. So, no, he had a great game for us, and that's what we need. You know, you go through the course of a whole season, you're going to need other guys to step up, and he obviously did that for us.
And now turning to this game against Northland, second time you've seen the Lumberjacks. They're always really well coached. Scott Sorensen is as good a tactical coach as you're going to find in this league. Nice win for you guys the first time you played them. Very impressive. I think it was almost, wasn't quite a coming out party, but it kind of served a little bit of notice as to how the season has gone for you guys in conference. Nice, like I said, big win there. I know they pushed you in the second half a little bit before you guys really turned it on and pulled away late. But what are you expecting from the Lumberjacks here in the second game this year?
Yeah, same thing. I mean, I know they'll be ready to play. I know they're going to come out and play hard. You know, I think back to, if I'm thinking correctly, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Matt, I think back to game 2 last year. We played at their place. I believe it was game 2 at their place. And, you know, they came out really good, with great energy, got up on us, you know, I think 20 even in the first half. And, you know, we came back and had multiple shots to win that game, ended up losing that game. But I anticipate that same type of energy and competitiveness out of them right away. I know they're going to be ready to play. I know it's a big game for them. You know, I thought they played pretty well in their last game against Northwestern. So, we'll have to be ready. There's no doubt. I mean, I think, at any game or level of college basketball, if you're not ready, you're going to be vulnerable to getting beat. So that's what we're going to need to be ready come Wednesday night – or come tonight, I'm sorry.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for your time, and good luck tonight against the Lumberjacks.
Thanks, Matt.
to have Yellow Jacket head coach Greg Polkowski. I'll be right back with the starting lineups and then the opening tip of this contest between the Yellow Jackets and Northland College right after this. This is Yellow Jacket men's basketball on 91.3 FM, KUBD West Superior.